This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for your August Almanac, where I discuss the history, folklore, and nature of August. The month was named after Augustus Caesar. He was the first Roman emperor, although he never claimed the title, and the grandnephew of the previous ruler, Julius Caesar. August is the eighth month of the year in today's Gregorian calendar, but it was the sixth month, Sextilis, of the year in Roman times. Augustus had it renamed after himself following a collection of military victories. What are some of the key dates in this month? August the 1st is Lammas Day, an old festival to mark the annual wheat and corn harvest and the midpoint between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox. August the 10th is St. Lawrence's Day, and a folktale says, fair weather on St. Lawrence Day presages a fair autumn. August the 17th is when Cat Nights begin, harking back to an Irish legend concerning witches, where the idea that a cat has nine lives stemmed from. The legend goes that a witch could turn herself into a cat eight times, but on the ninth time, August the 17th, she couldn't regain her human form, so she remained a cat forever. August 20th is World Bee Day, where we celebrate the buzzing pollinators that help keep plant life going. To help bees, you can consider planting bee-friendly flowers in your garden, avoiding pesticides, fungicides, or herbicides, or making a bee water fountain by leaving a water bowl outside. August's full moon, known as the Sturgeon Moon, takes place on Friday, the 28th of August. It's also been called the Harvest Moon, like Neil Young's song, and the Red Moon, for the reddish hue it often takes in the summer haze. What seasonal food can you enjoy this month? Well, apricots, blackberries, and cherries are some of the seasonal fruit that you can harvest or buy in the UK. Also, aubergine, beetroot, carrots, courgettes, and rocket are some of the tasty seasonal veg you can enjoy this month. And looking at the animals of the natural world, many people will be confusing the hummingbird hawk moth for hummingbirds this month. Hummingbirds are actually only native to the United States, but a little moth in the UK feeds on nectar from flowers as well. They are, however, much smaller, with a wingspan of just 5 centimetres. They also lack the characteristically vibrant colours of their bird namesakes. Instead, they have a greyish-brown body with black and white markings and orange hindwings. Their wings beat at an incredible 70 to 80 beats per second, which allows them to hover in the same way that real hummingbirds do. But despite having a small body and a tiny brain, hummingbird hawk moths are thought to be able to remember their favourite flowers. So if you spot one flitting around your flower bed, you'll likely see it again. Other insects to notice are crickets and grasshoppers, which will be heard chirping loudly from the undergrowth. Instead of singing to attract a mate, crickets chirp by rubbing their wings together. Grasshoppers have a different technique and rub their back legs on their wings, a bit like running a bow across violin strings, to create a rattling noise. Swifts will start their epic journey back to Africa this month as well. To prepare themselves for leaving the nest and making their first migration south, chicks do press-ups to strengthen their wing muscles. Once they set off, these young birds will spend most of their lives in the air, until they're ready to raise a family of their own in 2 to 3 years' time. They can eat, drink, sleep, and even mate on the wing. To learn more about bird species and listen to their calls, go to the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. I will be back in September with another almanac, but for now, have a beautiful August from all of us at RNIB Connect Radio.